Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the SRF Limited Q2 and H1 FY19 earnings conference call hosted by Edelweiss Securities Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rohan Gupta from Edelweiss. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks, Vikram. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of Edelweiss, I welcome all the participants logged in for the conference call of SRF. From the management, we have Mr. Anoop Joshi, President and CFO of SRF, and also Mr. Rahul Jain, Senior Vice President, Treasury and Corporate Controller. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
Sir, first of all, thank you very much for giving us the opportunity for hosting this conference call. I will request you first if you can share your current quarterly performance and also some industry trend, and then we can follow it up with a question and answer session. So over to you, sir. Please go ahead. Thank you.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us on SRF Limited's Quarter 2 and H1 FY19 results conference call. We will begin this call with brief opening remarks from our President, CFO, and Company Secretary, Mr. Anoop Joshi, following which we will open the forum for an interactive question and answer session. Before we begin this call, I would like to point out that some statements made in this call may be forward-looking, and a disclaimer to this effect has been included in the earnings presentation shared with you earlier. I would now like to invite Mr. Joshi to make his opening remarks.
Good afternoon, everyone, and I extend a warm welcome to all the investors and analysts on SRF Limited's Q2 and H1 FY19 results call. I'm thankful to you all for joining us today to participate in our quarterly results call. I will initiate the call by briefly taking you through the quarter's key operational highlights, following which we will be happy to have a detailed Q&A session. I'm glad to share that we have delivered a healthy performance for the quarter under review. All our business segments have delivered encouraging operating and financial performance in a fast-evolving and volatile domestic and global environment. I must remind you here that we have realigned our businesses into four segments based on requirement under Ind AS operating segments, which have been stated in the presentation that has been shared with you all. I will initiate with chemical segment, which comprises of the fluorochemicals business and specialty chemical business. This segment delivered an encouraging performance with contribution from fluorochemicals segment. The segment revenue recorded a growth of around 57% when compared to corresponding quarter last year. This was mainly on account of production and sale of chloromethanes from the plant, which was commissioned by us in December 2017, and higher price realization in the business. Our margins witnessed a slight reduction as compared to corresponding period last year. Some of the reasons of the dip in margin was essentially due to higher input costs. We are the only player in the market offering the widest portfolio of refrigerants and value-added products to our customers, giving us a unique edge. We successfully launched a new product in the domestic market under the name Supertron Air Pure. This is a multipurpose product and can be utilized for in both car and split ACs. During the quarter, the domestic air conditioners market witnessed an uptick. However, demand from passenger vehicles remained stable. Over the past decade, SRF has transformed into a dominant player in this segment. We have made prudent investments in innovation and technology, which make us one of the very few fully backward integrated producers globally. We are well positioned to further strengthen our leadership in the industry as the demand scenario improves, and we leverage our existing asset base to deliver superior performance. In the specialty chemicals business, as we have mentioned earlier, a meaningful recovery is expected in the agrochemicals market in the second half of the current financial year. Visible green shoots, inquiries from our customers, and our pipeline gives us enough confidence on the performance of the segment in H2 of the current financial year. Our focus continues to be on increasing the product portfolio for both agro and pharma offerings and increase our customers' base in existing and newer geographies. I am happy to share that our chemicals business site in Bhiwadi and Dahej have been granted permission to use the Responsible Care logo by the Indian Chemical Council for a period of 3 years. This showcases that our facilities have world-class environmental, health, safety, and security measures in place. Furthermore, our robust R&D capabilities, new capacities, skilled manpower, and processes give us a unique advantage in this business. Moving to our packaging film business, the segment delivered robust growth in revenues and enhanced margins in BOPET, leading to a strong profitability and a healthy performance. The segment recorded a significant growth of 69% when compared to corresponding period last year. The EBIT margin also recorded a growth of around 143%. This essentially is being driven by the BOPET segment, which has performed well both in India and Thailand as well. We have introduced multiple new products during the quarter, which have increased our portfolio of value-added products and helped us deliver industry-leading margins. We continue to face challenges in BOPP segment on account of supply overhang, which is likely to continue in the short to medium term. Despite the same, our South Africa BOPP unit and the DTA BOPP unit performed in line with our expectations. SRF continues to garner accolades for its focus on superior operational performance. Our Indore SEZ facility received the Sword of Honor and a 5-star rating for occupational health and safety from the British Safety Council, a first of its kind recognition in the Indian packaging film industry. Last month, we also began our work at Hungary site. Europe currently imports a significant amount of their BOPET requirement. With our new site in Hungary, we will be in a position to serve our existing customer base in Europe and also ramp up delivery to existing as well as new customers as we aim to become a formidable domestic producer. Our recently announced investment in Thailand is also proceeding as per schedule. Moving on to the technical textile business, this segment witnessed a robust revenue and profitability in the quarter under review. This was on account of enhanced volumes and focus on increasing operational efficiencies in the tire cord fabric segment. We have improved our volumes on account of strong market pull in the bias tires segment. Lower imports witnessed on account of high custom duty on cheap Chinese imports also aided domestic volume growth for us. The segment recorded a growth of 30% in its revenue over last year and witnessed expansion in its EBIT margin as well. As indicated in the past, a weaker rupee is a margin positive for the segment. Thus, the segment also benefited from exchange movement during this quarter. In belting fabrics, SRF registered better domestic volume with growth from Tier 2 markets, even though competition from Chinese imports impacted realizations. Coming to other segment, in coated fabrics, we continue to introduce new products and maintain domestic leadership. The laminated fabric segment witnessed oversupply situation and increasing raw material cost, which adversely impacted overall performance. The engineering plastic segment reported healthy performance with higher sales to the electrical industry. The external environment, both on the foreign currency and interest rate, also witnessed a volatile second quarter in the current fiscal. The rupee witnessed significant pressure to hit its all-time lows due to the price of crude and India's fiscal position. Due to the large volatility, our Q2 FY19 results recorded an exchange currency loss of 18 crores, which essentially emanates from the open FX position that the company carries and gets translated on a quarter-on-quarter basis. The interest rates both domestically and globally have witnessed tightening. Due to the NBFC meltdown and the local liquidity position, the interest rate curve has shifted upward significantly. Our interest has also increased from 30 crores during Q2 of FY18 to 50 crores in Q2 of FY19. While some of this is on account of hardening of the interest rates, Largely, this is a function of the capex cycle that we have been in over FY18 and H1 of FY19, which has led to increased borrowings. Our net working capital also witnessed an increase. The increased inventories were largely a function of the price of crude-linked raw materials and inventories from new production facilities that commenced production during the previous 12-month period. The trade receivables also recorded a jump due to the current level of operations and higher export sales. Some of these positions are expected to correct within the next 6 to 12 months. In conclusion, I would like to reiterate that we are enhancing operational excellence by focusing on R&D across all our products. Furthermore, we are building deeper relationships with our customers and expanding our global footprint as we build an everlasting SRF brand, delivering value to all its stakeholders. On that note, I conclude my remarks and would be happy to discuss any questions, comments or suggestions that you may have. I would now like to ask the moderator to open the line for Q&A. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Anyone wishes to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone phone now. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have a first question from the line of Amar Maurya from MK Global. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So thanks a lot for the opportunity and congratulations for a very good set of numbers. Sir, if you can help us understand, the specialty chemical growth of 57%, what are the key drivers in the growth? And secondly, my second question is, in the chemical business, the raw material impact was largely towards the R-gas business, or also you had faced this kind of raw material impact also on the specialty chemical part?
Amar, the 57% growth is not only on refrigerant business. This is not only on the specialty chemical. This combines, as we have been mentioning and maintaining, for this segment it consists of two parts, both refrigerant chemicals as well as specialty chemicals. So the 57% growth that you are saying is a cumulative growth for both of them. The good amount of that growth is coming from the refrigerant side, as I mentioned in my opening remarks, because of the chloromethanes plant that we capitalized in December 2017. Obviously, that was not available in the corresponding quarter last year. So that has contributed, and some bit by the refrigerant gas other product portfolio also. It has also some element of growth in terms of revenue coming out of the specialty chemicals. But when you go to the bottom line, overall there's been a little reduction because of the input cost, as you rightly observed. Some input cost we have been able to pass on, but it's a continuing business where some bit of that you'll have to be absorbing in the initial period, and eventually you'll be able to pass it on.
So sir, correct me if I'm wrong. So is it fair to understand that lot of this margin contraction is largely towards the specialty chemical side of a business, or it has also been in the R-gas business?
R-gas business, see, a little bit on R-gas business, as I said, but largely on account of specialty chemical, because, we were holding the inventories, and obviously the operating leverage having not played out fully. Now when we sell and dispose of the inventories, that loss will hit you.
Okay, so it is largely because of the currency.
Yeah, seasonality, if you are comparing sequentially quarter on quarter, then yes, seasonality, because the first quarter was a season for the refrigerant gas business. But if you are comparing the same quarter last year, what I just now said holds good.
Okay, so it is largely because of the inventory, and so basically what you're saying is you were having an inventory and now the prices are come down, that is the reason you are going to see, you had seen a losses, or is it purely the currency impact?
No, Amar, what happens is inventory you value at the cost.
Correct.
Until you sell that inventory, you actually don't book the loss. Now, as I mentioned that the offshoots you know, the green shoots are now visible. So some amount of inventory we have started offloading.
Okay.
Now obviously, these inventory were included in them as a part of the cost, the higher fixed cost. Now, when you go to sell it, there is an impact on the profitability, which gets realized now.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Participants are requested to kindly restrict their questions to two per participant. We have a next question from the line of Atul Tiwari from Citigroup. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. What was the consolidated net debt at the quarter end?
About 3,800.
Okay. And, sir, how much of it is the dollar-denominated debt, or is it all rupee?
This keeps changing, you know, whenever the repayment, etc. happens and whenever we raise, but largely about it's 75% to 80% maybe foreign exchange borrowing and the balance is rupee.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. We have a next question from the line of Sanjesh Jain from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity and good afternoon to all.
Good afternoon.
A couple of questions. Apologize if you have included this in your opening remark. I missed some of it. Is there any inventory gain in your technical textile and packaging film for this quarter?
No.
No inventory gain. So this is all operational margin what we have shown.
Yes.
Okay. Second, on the chemical business, you said on the inventory losses, I didn't get that. Can you please help us understand that a little bit better?
When you produce smaller quantities compared to your capacities because there is no adequate demand, what happens, your fixed cost gets spread over the lesser number of units, and thereby the unit cost, the inventory at which you carry is higher.
Right.
When you actually sell in the market, because now the people have started lifting that material, as I said, you know, some green shoots are visible. People, wherever we were holding the inventory earlier on, they were deferring. Now they actually start lifting as per their original committed price. Then you book the loss because your operating leverage has not fully played out. That results in, you know, some kind of a loss going to your bottom line.
So is it fair to assume that the loss which has, the margin contraction which has happened in the chemical business this quarter is more to do with the operating disleverage and not so much because of the raw material price inflation?
Absolutely, yes. Absolutely.
That's the right way to look at it, right?
Yes.
And second, on the CapEx side, we have already done a significant part of CapEx this year. We were talking of 800 crores of capex for the entire year. Is there any change in the capex which we are anticipating to incur this year?
Not really. I think that will be more like 800 to 900 crores in this year.
So 800 to 900. So the second half will be much lower. Just wanted to understand a little bit more on this CWIP. What all the 750 crores is towards, and what is expected to be commercialized in the second half?
See, these largely ongoing capex on the RG side, we had announced about 350 crores worth of capex, where we are more or less doubling our HFC capacities. A substantial part of that is the constituent. And the second is a couple of projects on the specialty chemical side. One AI that we are putting up for a specified customer, that also is about maybe 250 odd crores. And a couple of other smaller capexes. The aggregate of that is largely the CWIP, which you look at.
So what are the plants which are going to commission in next quarter? I thought AI plant was supposed to commission by June end, right?
Not really, no. It was due to be commissioned by September, October. It is, I think, any day it will get commissioned. Now we are just taking the trial runs.
Okay.
Obviously, this is a very complex technology. It takes time, and therefore some challenges were faced in the last couple of months, but now we have sorted them all out, and any day it will be commissioned.
So the revenue will come in probably from Q4 onwards from this plant?
We believe from Q3 itself it will start.
Okay, last question from my side. Any update on the CWGIP plant which we were building on?
CGMP.
CGMP plant.
CGMP plant will also get commissioned more or less along with this in the next maybe 15 days or 20 days or so.
Okay, so it's all done. So this is all included in your CWIP as of now.
Right, that's right, yes.
Yeah, that's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have a next question from the line of Surya Patra from Philip Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for this opportunity, sir, and congratulations for the good set of numbers. On the fluoro-specialty front, as you said, the dedicated plant is likely to commission relatively bit delayed. Instead of Q3, it will be starting in Q4. So the
I didn't say that. I said that we are likely to start the plant very soon, any day now, as a matter of fact, and
okay.
We will begin the sale from the third quarter itself.
Okay. Sorry for that, sir. And on the just to have an update on the guidance what you had given about the fluoro specialty growth of around 40% to 50% YOY, and largely that should happen in the second half. So you are on track for the, as per the guidance, sir? Why, because
yes.
It is already 2 months into the third quarter.
Yes, we are on track.
Okay, so that's good, sir. And sir, on the margin front, though you have indicated that okay, there is some element of inventory that is that has been created, so that's why the full benefit of that is not been shown. But I think the EBIT margin wise, it is one of the lowest margin that we have reported over last few year time. And is it because of the increasing share of refrigerant gas in the overall chemical mix to some extent?
No. As I said, no, refrigerant gas business in any case is doing well. The revenues have increased. Some bit of challenge on the raw material side was there, but that's not very significant. The main contributor, as I said, is the specialty chemicals, because of which you are seeing this reduction, which hopefully by the time we end this year, you will see a significant change in the entire profile.
Okay, but in the overall stock adjustment or inventory adjustment, is that the picture visible, sir, what you are indicating for the quarter?
I didn't get. What do you say?
So, like, in the stock adjustment, what we report, if there is a inventory addition meaningful, whether that is visible, why? Because I think there is a reduction of 11 crore in the stock adjustment for the quarter.
No, that is the overall change in the inventory level. If the opening stock and the closing stock, whatever is the change which occurs, if you dispose of the inventory, your inventory goes down to that extent. There is
okay.
Only adjustment, but the profitability has nothing to do with to the extent, except to the extent, as I mentioned, the high cost inventory which you held because of the lower operating leverage, that has resulted into an actual reduction to the extent that we sold that off. But inventory adjustment otherwise is not giving rise to any reduction or increase in the margin.
Okay. And sir, on the technical textile front, since that was anyway operating at a optimal utilization level, now this quarter we are seeing meaningful growth, a significant change in the trend. So are you now considering any capex there?
We are not considering any capex because we only would like to juice our existing assets. And you know, whenever these kind of opportunities arise in the short term, we are able to have more on the operation side to increase a little more on the volumes and satisfy the demand, and also take advantage of this, because we believe on a long term basis this is not a very growing business, and therefore we don't want to commit any further capital. But technically, obviously, we'll take advantage by turning to our operational efficiencies and seeing how we can have a little more in terms of volume as and when such opportunities arise.
Okay. Just one more question.
Sorry to interrupt, sir. Please come back in the queue.
Thank you.
Participants, kindly restrict your questions to two per participant. We have a next question from the line of Sneha Talreja from Edelweiss. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Thanks.
Afternoon.
Firstly, just continuing with the technical textile question. So, you mean to say all the 30% growth which has come on the top line is only led by increase in volumes because we have been able to replace imports?
No, not really volume, because as I mentioned in the opening remark also, a good amount of that is also on account of exchange volatility, you know, which has happened. You know, the weakening rupee helps us to realize more. Because these are all, you know, this domestic sale are all dollar denominated, and therefore there is a good amount of money which we earned extra on account of margin as well because of this movement. And yes, there is an increase in margin, the volume as well.
Can we quantify that? How much would be the benefit only due to the exchange rate?
difficult to see that separately, but maybe you can separately contact our office and we'll be able to give some numbers.
Sure. And do we have the volume numbers ready? I mean, what would be the increase in volume in technical textiles?
So to that extent, we'll not be able to share in the call. But yes, there has been maybe about 5% increase in the quantity.
Volume.
In the volume.
And so the second question was related to chloromethane. Can we specify what is the contribution, what is the utilization rate in the chloromethane plant that we've achieved? The
utilization is 100%, but to the extent of margin, I will not be able to share because there are different products which we make from the chloromethane. There is MDC, there is chloroform. So, you know, every product has a different margin profile and different user because a good amount of that is also used for a captive requirement.
So this 100% utilization is after the expansion which took place in December?
Yes, that's right, yes.
Okay, sir. So thanks a lot. I'll come back in the queue.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have next question from the line of Shaleen Kumar from UBS Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for the opportunity, sir, and congrats on a good set of numbers. So, sir, two of your segment, technical textile and packaging film, are on their margins are on the higher end. And given the cyclicality of both these segments, it's little less likely that margins may stay here. Please correct me if I'm wrong. So what we want to understand that from going from here, BOPET, we understand there is a visibility of maybe 3-4 quarters before new lines coming in. But how much is the currency playing over here and how much is the pricing is playing over here? Because in October, prices of many products have also started coming off.
Sorry? Last part I didn't get, Shalin. Hello?
Hello? Am I audible, sir?
Yeah.
Sir, just want to understand that the prices of PET and other products have started cooling off in from the month of October. Just wanted to understand, will that have any bearing, and the currency have any bearing on the margin going forward? Unlikely for these two segments to have these level of margin. Please correct me if I'm wrong.
You missed too many things. Let me try and address. You know, as far as the foreign exchange volatility is concerned, as I said, to the extent that we export, because we are net exporter for both technical textile, though it is sold in India and domestically, but it has got an import parity, and therefore we get the benefit whenever the rupee weakens. And if it continues to remain the same way, obviously our margin will be better, but over a period of time, they will become, you know, sort of normalized. On the packaging film side also, to the extent that we export, if the rupee remains weak, we will be able to have on the net of, I mean, import, to the extent of margin, we will benefit from that. As far as the raw material prices are concerned, we only look at the margins. If you are only talking about the margins, the raw material is a pass-through with a bit of lag, maybe a little later or little earlier, depending upon which way the prices are going on. So it's only a matter of time. That is only temporary. As far as the increase in the crude and whatever prices happen. But as far as the foreign exchange thing is concerned, to the extent that there is an export in packaging film and entirely on the NTCF, we stand to gain.
Sure. And so any sense on how has the R134 prices has moved compared to last year, both domestic and international market?
Not much change, not much significant change. They are more or less same or similar.
Okay. Here, just we got some bit of currency benefit, not on the pricing, you're saying?
Yes.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir. That's it from my side.
Thank you, sir. We have next question from the line of Gauri Anand from Old Bridge Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. I just have one question. This fluorospar prices that went up on a quarter-on-quarter basis, did that have any impact on our margins? I understand, you've been telling us that there has been a negative operating leverage. But, you know, if you were to look at the inputs and other costs, can you just help us understand what would have been the gross margin pressure?
This fluorospar is a major raw material for our refrigerant business, and we have been maintaining that with some kind of some little bit lag, we are able to pass it on. Otherwise, you know, the market price, all the market participants will obviously look at what are the import prices are, what are the export prices, what is the dollar and what is the rupee, and that is the way that you do your pricing. And therefore, it is with some bit of a lag, we are always able to pass on the fluorospar prices. On the specialty chemical side, fluorospar does not constitute a huge part of our cost, and therefore, to the extent that it gets utilized for our specialty chemical business, it is not significant.
Okay. So, sir, if your specialty gross margins, would have been, let's say, about 75% or thereabouts in the past, because of the integration benefit that you enjoy, you don't think that it would have impacted a lot even into this quarter? This is a small explanation that I'm looking for.
No, see, the margin, as I tried to explain to many other people who were asking about the margin reduction on the specialty chemical, this has nothing to do with the raw material price. This is more to do with our operating leverage, as you also mentioned in the initial part of your question. This has to do with the operating leverage rather than the raw material pricing. Because in any case, the raw material component of the specialty chemical is very less and very insignificant.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We have next question from the line of Sumant Kumar from Motilal Oswal Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. My question is regarding packaging film. So what is the capacity utilization for that, and what is the sales mix in volume and value term?
Capacity utilization is 100%.
Okay, and what is the growth mix, or how much volume the segment has, volume growth, and also in realization growth?
See, if compared to the same quarter last year, we had put up almost 30,000 metric ton plant for BOPP in December 2017. That has completely got sold. So to that extent, there is a complete addition of 30,000 to the volume, you can look.
Okay.
The rest is all increase in the margin of largely BOPET.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So can we say, to quantify the whatever the growth we have, so how much will be the realization growth in that? Because we do not know what is the realization.
No, you'll have to work it out separately that, 30,000 ton capacity got added, as I said, in December 2017. So over whatever base that we had in September and 2017 versus 2018, 30,000 got added in terms of volume, and the rest all upside is on account of increase in the margins. You'll have to work it out. I mean, it's not the information which is readily available.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. We have a next question from the line of Archit Joshi from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. Can you throw some light on the newly launched product, which is Supertron Air Pure, and in the sense if it's a HFC or HCFC or a blend, and what is the sales potential of this particular product?
Let me clarify, this is not a refrigerant gas product as such. This is only to leverage our existing distribution channel through which we will sell this. This is more of a purification, and you put some in your air conditioner, car air conditioner, as well as the air conditioner at home. It will give you a good aroma and a feeling, and that kind of a thing. It's just a product which can be suitably sold in the existing value chain. It has nothing to do with the refrigerant gas or the or a product that we are manufacturing.
Okay. Thanks. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your touchtone phone. We have a next question from the line of Ranjit Sirumala from B&K Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity.
Hi.
My question again is on the specialty chemicals margins front. We were guiding for recovering the sales. I think that is now coming through. Would you have any idea about the operating leverage when it would start playing out in the specialty chemicals margins front?
I think the second half of this FY19, as we have been maintaining, as we are closer to that period now, our confidence remains, as we have been maintaining even earlier, that the second half is going to see good positivity to the operating leverage turning around. And you should see a much better picture by the time we end the FY19. The 40 to 50% increase on the specialty chemical side as we have been mentioning earlier, is likely to be there.
Would it be safe to assume that the bulk of the high cost inventory would have liquidated in this particular quarter?
Well, yeah, we believe so.
Thank you, sir. That is helpful. And lastly, on the chloromethane front, it is captured under chemical business or the others, sir?
It's a part of chemicals business.
Chemical business. Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. We have next question from the lineup, Abhijit Akela from IIFL. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good afternoon, sir. Thank you so much for taking our questions.
Afternoon.
First, just on the FX loss that we have booked, the 18 crore loss. So this is pertaining to the FX loan book that you mentioned? Or
that's right. Yes.
Okay. So this
as I said, you know, all our domestic sale on the nylon tricoat fabric, they happen in rupees, but they are benchmarked against dollars. So to that extent, we borrow in foreign exchange. And we obviously will have to have a mark-to-market on those loans which are outstanding. And there will be a corresponding gain, as I said, on the nylon tire cord fabrics margin, which gets reflected on the other side.
Right. And any other working capital, fluctuations, the FX impact on working capital, that is also captured in this line only, or that goes into other income?
Yes.
So finance cost.
To the extent it is inventory, obviously it will be a part of inventory maybe, but otherwise to the extent that you utilize it, this will pass through this P&L account.
Right, and finance cost is a clean number. It doesn't include any FX impact of debt.
No, it need not be shown separately. This is all the foreign exchange movement that happens on various accounts, on receivables, payables, stocks, borrowings and everything.
Okay, got it, sir. Second, just on refrigerant gases, if you could just talk about what volumes you expect to end this year with in terms of each of your major products. So, 134A and 32 and 22 and, where you expect
to end. We are sort of reaching our capacity by the time we close this year. That's why we have announced the doubling of the capacity of all the elements of 134 of HFC taken together. And that capex is on by the... by the time we end this year of March 19, all our additional capacities should be operational, and therefore, and that obviously is required because we are reaching our 100% capacity on all the elements of R32, 134A, and various other
125,
etc. 125, we don't have an existing manufacturing capacity, but all our HSC components. We would have used our 100% capacity by the time we end this financial year. That's why we are adding almost 100% to the capacity.
Okay, got it. And then on the packaging films and technical textile businesses, packaging in particular, what's your outlook for capacity additions in the market and how long, these margins can sustain in BOPET?
As I mentioned on earlier calls, as far as BOPET is concerned, at least we are not aware of any line being announced on BOPET which are underway at this moment. And if somebody was to announce a line for BOPET, it will take not less than 24 months for somebody to really take the line and then install it, maybe more like 30 months or so. So for next two and a half years, we believe that the supply-demand balance will remain wherever it is, if not improve going forward.
And similarly for technical textiles also?
Technical textiles, we are not growing our capacity. We are selling whatever we produce. And as I said, in the interim, whenever there was an additional demand, we could capture through our operational efficiencies and so on, which gave us some extra margin. But there is a limitation up to which, beyond which we can increase our margins, our volume, sorry. Because there is no additional capacity which is coming through on technical textiles.
Okay, understood. In the industry, sir, any view on new capacities being added there or nothing
really? I think some bit is being added by a competitor called Madura Industrial Yarn or something. Some companies there, they have added some capacity on nylon tire cord fabric recently.
Okay.
On belting side, we are adding capacity to our business. So that will give an additional volume going forward. On the other component, NPCF has got largely the technical textile has got two segments. One is nylon tire cord fabric, where we are limited by our capacity and we are sort of
90-95% utilization level is there. On the other component, belting fabrics, there is already a capex announced, and we are taking our capacity from 700 metric tons to 1100 metric tons over a period of time, over the next 2 years or so.
Sure, sure. Just one last question. I'll
Sir, I'm sorry to interrupt. Please come back in the queue.
Sure.
Thank you. We have participants, kindly restrict your questions to two per participant. We have a next question from the line of Dheeresh Pathak from Goldman Sachs Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. So on the technical textile business, the raw material is caprolactam. So that you are buying on spot, or you have long-term sort of, you know, price arrangements?
Generally, it is on spot.
Okay. And the selling that you're doing of the tire cord and the belting fabric, that is also spot selling, or do you have some long-term?
We have a contract, you know, ranging from 1 month to 3 months to, in a given year, maybe 6 months also. But typically, these contracts are renewed, and they are benchmarked against the caprolactam import parity price. So the margins are sort of protected.
Okay. And on the packaging side, what you're buying, you know, the chips that you buy, that is also spot, that is spot buying?
We buy chips also, and we manufacture our own chips also. So we buy PET and MEG to manufacture chips in our Indore plant, and we also, if needed, buy some chips. But it is, as far as domestic lines are concerned, we are more or less entirely, there's a captive chips which is available. So PET and MEG, which are the product, you know, petroleum products, is something that we buy.
Okay. And on the selling side, is also spot selling, or do you have price? Fixed price contracts for a period of time?
We may have contracts with some of the bigger buyers.
Okay. So typically in the past, when there has been sharp, crude movement, I remember in one of the calls, you have mentioned about some inventory gains in the past, or maybe I'm carrying a wrong impression. So why is it not occurring this time? Have you changed the nature of your contracts, or my understanding was wrong in the past?
No, there's absolutely no change. Some inventory gain can always happen, because if you are holding the some inventory which is at a lesser price, it will get realized whenever you sell it. And if it is a high price inventory, and in the meantime the prices have gone down, then obviously you will have some kind of a stock loss. But it is not significant in this quarter. This quarter, the entire growth is coming from volume as well as the margin. No part of that is inventory gain.
Okay, sir. Thank you for clarifying.
Thank you. We have a next question from the line of Manish Bhandari from Vallum Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. I'm not too sure if this question was asked earlier or you did make a comment on this. I wanted to know our market share in the refrigeration gas in India in B2C market, and you had some plans of expanding this in after sales market significantly. So if you could throw some light that what has been done now and what is...
There are two segments in the refrigerant. One is R22, which is a, you know, controlled commodity in that sense. Our market share is about 40%. On the all other refrigerants, our market is more than 50%, because we are the only manufacturers in India of R134A, R32, and the blends. So there is no other manufacturer. We are only competing against the imported material. There our market share is a little above 50%.
So would you have any idea about the Honeywell's market share also? Because most of the places
I won't
see
know.
No?
I won't.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. We have a next question from the line of Siddharth Rajpurohit from JHP Securities. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. So can I have the per unit margin for BOPP and BOPET and its trend over the last 3-4 quarters?
I can't hear you. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Sir, can I have the per unit margin for BOPP and BOPET and its trend over the last 3-4 quarters?
I'm sorry, but we don't share detail to that extent in the call.
Okay. And sir, is the the at par capacity in the BOPET segment across regions?
Sorry?
Is the at par capacity scenario in BOPET segment, is it across regions or in a particular, geographies?
Across regions, you know, the BOPET also gets exported. So, in which location, what is the capacity and what is the demand, that is not known to that. I mean, in that detail. But overall, the capacity, at least in India and elsewhere, the demand and supply is sort of balanced. So 90% of the capacity gets utilized and that gets sold.
Okay. And sir, my understanding, correct me if I am wrong, sir, that there is a huge interchangeability between BOPP and BOPET. So to a certain price, will client move away from BOPET to BOPP?
Not much interchangeability, but yeah, at some point of time, people if the BOPET becomes too prohibitive in terms of pricing, people may try and find some alternative use and maybe compromise using the BOPP and compromise on something else in relation to which it gets utilized. But they are by and large different products and have different applications.
Okay, so say. Just an assumption, sir. So if BOPET prices go up by another 5-10%, will it be then the scenario?
I won't be able to comment. I mean, the people who are using that BOPET, they'll have to take a call whether BOPP really serves their purpose, whether it maintains the aroma, whether it maintains the, whatever properties that they are looking and what particular product they are packaging, etc. So I won't be able to really comment.
Fine, sir. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you. We have a next question from the line of Chetan Thakkar from ASK Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
I just wanted to know, what is the revenue growth for specialty chemical in H1? Compared to
we don't break up between specialty chemical and refrigerants on a quarter or a half yearly basis. Only at the year end we will share what is the component between the two, because there's a great amount of interdependence and interlacing of both these segments. But at the year end we do share, but on a quarter on quarter basis and half yearly it will be difficult for me to share that number.
And so just second question on both the NTCF and the packaging films business. Were we carrying any lower cost inventory that was processed, and is that contribution higher in the quarter, or no, it's just currency depreciation that has helped there?
It will always happen in any cycle, running cycle, and the caprolactam and the PET and MEG that we buy is always largely a commodity. So some bit of that will get transferred and transpired into your margins, but that is not a very big component because you don't keep the inventory for the year or for the quarter and so on and so forth. So it is largely to do with the increase in the volume and the margins in both the businesses.
Okay. And so the specialty chemical guidance includes the dedicated plant that is coming on in Q3.
That's right, yes.
Sure. Okay, sir. Thank you so much. All the best.
Thank you. We have a next question from the line of Chandra Muli, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Sir, what about the trade receivable which has gone up, proportionate to what sales, it's gone up a little beyond. Is there any particular reason?
The trade receivables, as the commodity prices have gone up quite a bit, and the imported material because of the dollar also, will have a larger price per unit in that sense converted in rupees. And there is a significant change or increase in the operations, as I said, about 170 crores we spent on chloromethanes plant last year. In December, then we capitalized BOPP plant and a couple of other smaller ones. All of that cumulatively has resulted in an increase in the number of inventories, but this is not alarming and this is not something which is very significant. Over a period of time, when the complete operating leverage plays out, this will look reasonable in the context of the increased level of activities.
Okay. And apart from that, the new plant, which is, the trial run is underway in the specialty chemicals.
Sorry?
You are talking about the green shots in specialty chemicals for
yes.
The second half. But the 40-50% growth which you are talking about, it is only because of the new plant, which the trial run is underway, or
it's a combination of both. As I said, we have started depleting some of the inventories or some of the earlier plants which were not getting utilized fully. Now there are orders in hand and we are producing and we'll be selling all of that. So it is not only that dedicated plant which is going to come in any time or any day now. It is a combination of both, the existing capacity as well as the new capacity.
So if that is the case, the next financial will be fantastic, if I'm right.
We hope so.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We have the last question from the line of Dixit Mittal from Shubhkam Ventures. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. So my question is on this chemical segment that you have been mentioning that in first half there's not much contribution from the agrochemicals, but still we have grown in mid 40-45% kind of range. So for the full year, if the agrochemical also pitches in, I think for the segment as a whole, we can grow between 40-50%, right?
I won't be able to give any number. As I said, you know, the specialty chemical segment, as we said, that in the second half will grow by at least 40-50%, taking on the whole year basis. So last year, we were having about 670-650 crores of revenue from specialty chemical. That will increase by at least 40-50% when you take the FY19 number by the time we close the year.
Yes, sir.
So this will be more like 1,000 crores or, you know, in that vicinity.
Yes, but sir, already with our X specialty also, you have been growing pretty strongly. So I was just trying to confirm that. So on the overall segment itself, we can grow in that range, right? For the full year.
Should be because now all of the refrigerant chemical capacities, we are sort of reaching a capacity. So and further increase on this quarter, if you see sequentially, it may not be there that much. But for the entire segment, I don't know whether it is going to be more 40-50 or maybe 30% or so. It will be difficult. We'll have to do that calculation.
Okay. And so secondly, in technical textile, just as you mentioned, it's mainly rupee depreciation that is helping. But in terms of profitability, we have seen huge jump. So as
I said volume have increased, margins have increased. Margin increase is largely attributable to the foreign exchange currency gain. But there is an absolute increase in little bit in the margin also. So all the three things, the absolute increase in margins, the foreign exchange, as well as the increased volume, all the three have contributed to the technical textiles performance.
Okay, so how much is the volume contribution, if you can give volume growth in this?
5% increase.
5%. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rohan Gupta for closing comments. Sir, over to you.
Thanks, Vikram. Thanks a lot, sir. We covered all the questions from so many participants. Just before we close, just a couple of clarification from my side. One is on the chemical side itself. So, sir, definitely you are expecting a pickup in a specialty chemical in the second half with a strong business. Are you also seeing that margin profile will be similar what it used to be a couple of years back in a specialty chemical segment, or on the new orders or the current product profile, it is going to be lower than what it used to be?
Rohan, there have been a lot of uncertainties, a lot of, you know, confusions in the recent past, the way the agrochem, the entire space was, you know, growing or degrowing, or, you know, challenges were getting faced. Let us close this year, then we'll have a better sense of how the entire margin profile looks. Obviously, this is not going to be of those 50-60% that you've seen in the past years. They may not be at that high level because having increased the base quite significantly and having invested a lot in the new capacities and so on. But hopefully, they'll be at a sensible, decent level going forward. But I won't be able to give you any number at this point of time.
Okay, and so second on technical textile, the currency depreciation, I mean currency benefit which we have enjoyed. So is it going to remain here as long as the currency remains here, or ultimately because pricing is IPP link, so all the global suppliers have started reducing the prices and we will see the currency gain which we have enjoyed will be wiped out even if the currency remains here?
The currency remains here, we'll continue to have this gains, yes, but over a period of time, what you know, all these OEMs, they will also understand and they may come to negotiate some margin a bit here and there.
Exactly. So that's what my point was, that how long you think, I mean, definitely, I mean, first of all, that our, I mean, customer lobby is very strong, number one, and we must be seeing some competition from the global peers that somebody will be ready to offer at the lower prices. So how long?
I'm not that much worried because the dollar will have to be, you know, paid in that sense only. But yes, OEMs will always, if it starts hurting them beyond a point and the auto growth for some reason doesn't you know, remain as robust as one is expecting it to be, maybe some bit, you know, but I mean, it is difficult to assign again a number, you know, what it is going to be and so on. As of now, things look good.
And so coming back on chemical business, so definitely Q3 we see that benefit of our two projects commissioning in AI. And at the end of the year, you are expecting that your HFC capacities will also be in place. So, what do you think that in next year, I mean FY20 in the first year, what is likely to be utilization level in a HFC business? And since we have capacities much ahead in place, so there can be continuous pressure in margin in chemical business overall?
Well, you know, if you reach 100% capacity, you do need to put a economic level quantity, or you need to increase and put up that kind of a plan. Obviously,
exactly.
This doesn't get filled up right on the day one, because that business is such that there is enough competition from outside India and so on and so forth. So it will take its reasonable time, but we believe that we will be able to sell pretty soon as we put up the capacity.
So, sir, first year utilization level in FY20, what is your expectation?
Typically it takes anything between 1 to 2 years for you to utilize, going by our past experience on 134A and so on. But I do not know how the entire, the US, China and various other factors are going to play out, and how much time will it take. Maybe closer to that event sometime by the time we end this year and come are ready with the capacity, we'll have a better sense. We'll share it then.
Great, sir. Just last clarification. Sir, is there any extraordinary gain? Is there in any of the segment, either technical textile or packaging film, especially in these two segments, any forex related item or any other extraordinary gain? We
it's
have?
Already disclosed on the face of the balance sheet. Apart from that, there are nothing significant pluses or minuses that we have come across.
Okay. That's it from my side, sir, and thank you very much for giving us giving us the opportunity for hosting this conference call. I think that we have covered all the questions from many participants.
Okay.
We hope that definitely H2 is likely to see pick up in the overall profitability and revenue of the company. With that, I'd like to close the call. Thank you once again. Thanks a lot, and also thanks all the participants who have logged in for the conference call.
Thank you very much. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Edelweiss Securities, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining with us, and you may now disconnect your lines.